This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. The phones are open. Kicking off the second hour of the show. Still to come, more on Bankman. He has been arrested. He is now in one of the worst prisons out there, at least according to, I don't know, somebody said it. There's a whole article, actually, about exactly how bad the Bahamian jail is in... what's it called here?
Bahamas.
Yeah, well, it's in, I guess in...
Nassau?
Maybe it's in Nassau. It's called the Fox Hill Prison, and it is known for its rodent infestations and its violence.
So was the radio station we started the show at. I mean, come on.
I thought you were saying this one. I was like, my house doesn't have rodents, actually.
I had to fight a rat for a bag of chips. I did see him grab a bag of chips and drag it up the table.
Oh, we weren't forced to go to that radio station.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of violence either.
He is forced to stay at this prison for now. We'll continue the discussion about that on the way here. It's Ian, Bonnie, and Mark in the studio. Let's go to the phones.
His Majesty's Prisons, Fox Hill Prison in Nassau, Bahamas.
Let's go to Mike is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Mike.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yes, sir.
So I thought that the whole reason that all these hedge funds and sketchy finance companies have a headquarters, at least on paper, in the Bahamas is because they were protected should the worst-case scenario happen. I thought the Bahamas had a non-extradition policy and they wouldn't be arrested for crimes in other countries and also wouldn't be extradited. So I don't understand like what's happening here in this case, and I was wondering if you guys knew.
Have you ever heard of that as a thing, Mark, since you travel a lot?
I don't look for extradition treaties when I travel.
Yeah, but maybe somebody you know talked about it or something.
I just don't know, more or less.
Yeah, I heard the same rumor as you, Mike, that the Bahamas is a place that is difficult to extradite someone from, but that, you know, whether there's any evidence behind that rumor, I really don't know. I guess we're going to find out here in the coming weeks and months, however long this will take.
If the United States puts all the pressure on the Bahamas is probably going to do something.
They tend to, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really a client state. If the person has been convicted and sentenced, the request for extradition shall be supported by a statement showing to what extent the sentence has been carried out. If the person has been convicted but not yet sentenced, the request for extradition shall be supported by a statement to that effect. So,
is this from the Bahamian law?
This is state.gov.
From Bahamas?
No, I think it's U.S. State Department.
Are we talking about extraditing from
Bahamas
another state?
Bahamas Extradition Treaty.pdf,
okay.
And it's very long, and I can't go through it here. I'm just reading an excerpt.
How is a person who is in the Bahamas going to be convicted in the United States without being able to go to trial?
Maybe this is what the caller's alluding to, is that it's such a mess that things don't work out. But it looks very much like the Bahamas is... either A, going to try him themselves, or B, send him to America, because what about all that sweet money we get?
So the suggestion might be that he may be charged with something in the Bahamas and convicted, and then
why not? Didn't he did all that stuff from in the Bahamas?
True.
You know, why is it the United States would be the only place in the world that would convict this guy?
Or it might just be that,
I think
go ahead, call
the Bahamas wants that. Wants that open. I think that is the draw. That's why I read about this a few years ago, probably nothing more than a Wikipedia article. It piqued my interest why so many hedge funds were headquartered there. And I thought that it would be in their best interest to maintain that. So I'm wondering if there's some kind of exception or he's a fall guy or the established finance, power structures don't want to bring attention to this whole non-extradition treaty and have it challenged because this is blown up so big. You know, I'm kind of on a conspiracy theory speculation path here, but I haven't heard anyone address this particular question or what mechanism is at play here.
Well, I'd say that right now convicting SBF is better for the Bahamas than keeping him out.
What do you mean by that?
If, in fact, he is broke, then he doesn't have anybody left to pay off. And you have
his
to pay off so many.
Fine.
I'm sure.
They'll pay for the lawyers.
I understand.
Yeah.
But paying for the lawyers is one thing. Mm-hmm. You would have to pay a lot of people off in order to not get arrested over this.
I see what you mean.
And so the Bahamas has to look legitimate, right? It's either a banana republic that does what it wants and gives the finger to the rest of the world, or they arrest SBF and put him in, give him real justice or whatever it is that they're going to do. Don't forget that every country looks at the United States aghast and says, my God, you people throw people in prison forever. For nothing. And so they don't want to send people here. Yeah, it's just a guess. Anything could go on.
Yeah, according to a Reuters story that talks about the potential for extradition here for Bankman, according to his lawyer, his client is not waiving his right to extradition. If he fights removal, the process could involve up to a year or more of hearings and appeals with little hope of success in the end, according to experts. The facility where Bankman-Fried is being held is known as Fox Hill Prison, and we can talk more about that here in a moment. But attorneys who specialize in extradition say time locked up overseas often encourages defendants to consent to being transferred to their home countries because he's in a terrible facility.
Oh, so he can just say, like, I want to go, take me back to the United States?
The extradition process can take a year or longer, says David Haas, a U.S. lawyer who has defended people facing extradition. He says, quote, usually people don't want to sit in a jail overseas. That tends to be a major factor in whether someone challenges extradition.
And this is just one more way that the modern world uses prisons to circumvent justice.
Mm.
If extradition is a good thing, and I'm not making that claim, it's not my system, I didn't build this crap, okay? If extradition and its hearings are a good thing, then let him, you know, wait for it in his condo that he paid for so that the people of the Bahamas aren't paying for his incarceration. Let him stay there, and then, you know, we can find out whether the United States needs to extradite him or not, instead of just putting him in some place that he's going to be a scream uncle after a week.
According to this here, the Reuters article, like most extradition treaties, the U.S.-Bahamas agreement requires alleged offenses to be considered crimes in both countries. Bankman-Fried is unlikely to convince a Bahamian court that the securities fraud and wire fraud he stands accused of are not illegal in the Bahamas as well. This according to attorney Jack Sherman. Quote, Bahamian law generally reflects American law in these matters, and this guy's a white-collar criminal defense attorney. He says further, I wouldn't expect differences in the law to be a big extradition problem. So basically, if Bankman wanted to avoid extradition, he would have to be in one of the few countries in the world that do not have a treaty with the United States. And as I understand it, there aren't very many of them, and they're like not places you really want to spend time. At least that's what I've heard. I've not researched that deeply, but, like, you know, maybe you could be in Sierra Leone or something like that, one of the least free places.
I hear Russia hasn't been too bad for Snowden.
No, that's true. Mike, anything else you want to share tonight on this?
No, that's all. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for calling
your trial.
Thank you. I appreciate hearing from you. Bankman could also argue that he wouldn't receive a fair trial in the U.S., would face unjust punishment, or suffer inhumane treatment, factors a Bahamian court would have to consider before releasing him for extradition. Of course, we've heard similar things in the Julian Assange case, who has been fighting extradition from the U.K. for a long time.
But at least it makes a little more sense with Julian Assange, because, like, don't send me to the United States for them to convict me of pissing them off. You know?
Sure. Well, that's not the argument they had to make. They had to make the argument that the U.S. would not treat him well if he was gone to...
And surprise, surprise, surprise! They're basically torturing him.
And the U.K. said, no, it'll be fine.
Wait, he's here now?
Basically. No, he's not here yet.
He hasn't made it yet? Okay.
No, not yet. He's got to go up to essentially their equivalent of the Supreme Court in the U.K. That's his next stop.
But I did hear he was, like, doing bad even in the U.K., right?
No, they've got him in, I think, Belmarsh, which is one of the worst prisons in the U.K. High maximum security kind of level facility. So, back to Bankman. He is facing 8 charges, and according to the Justice so-called Department's release, they say that the case was not a case of mismanagement or poor oversight, but of intentional fraud, plain and simple. They are alleging that the defendant conspired to defraud customers by misappropriating their deposits, to defraud lenders, to commit securities fraud and money laundering, and violate campaign finance laws, and the DOJ will, then it's just tough talk about how they're going to go after people. Mm. All right, there's more coming up here. You can join the show. We'll talk about the prison in which he is being held coming up.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. Phones open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Mark.
Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. And enjoy the features that we have for you there. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. If you're ready to start learning about cryptocurrency and learning the basics, one of those basics is not your keys, not your coins. You can learn some of those basics over at Bitcoin.com by clicking Get Started at the top of the page. They'll take you some introductory videos, and you really ought to learn, you know, the ground rules, so to speak, with crypto before you decide to put some money into it, because it's, you know, there's risk involved. I mean, there's always risk involved in buying something that could go down in price. Of course, it could also go up. But you really ought to learn the basics. So head over to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started, and you can do that there. Plus, they've got the ability to sell you cryptocurrency, your first crypto. You can buy it right through Bitcoin.com. They also have a great news site at news.bitcoin.com. We're going to continue here with more about the Bankman, the head of the FTX crypto exchange, which prior to...
Does FTX stand for anything? Because I'm tired of these, like, letters.
I have no idea.
Okay.
I think it was some sort of a futures trading...
Exchange futures maybe? Trading exchange.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Rather
yeah.
call it that than FTX SBF. Gets old.
That's why I like to call him Bankman, because you know, you should have seen this one coming, right? Like, he was literally called Bankman. That should have been enough.
And he's
to
been calling for.
And he's a regulator type. He was the largest voice for pro regulation.
And this is why Binance
industry.
Took him down.
Mm.
From what I can tell, CZ or whatever his name is over there at Binance.
The world's largest exchange.
Yeah, it's like, hey, you've been advocating against our industry and against our people and against our values. Hey, everybody, Sam Bankman-Fried's insolvent.
And then he dumped his token.
Yeah.
He had, you know, Binance, of course, has a bunch of inventory. So they started dumping their own holdings of the FTX token. And then that set off the market, and then there was a panic sell, and
I didn't know that was all Binance.
Well, I mean, it was sort of the catalyst, apparently, of this.
It's what it took.
Yeah. So, yeah, he got caught with his pants down, and now the feds are swinging in to make it look like they're going to do something, and somehow, you know, as though they're going to make anything right. As, of course, as we've seen in the Crypto 6 case, they're not actually paying the, you know, the scam victims who, again, we didn't scam, but they're not taking any kind of money from the people they're convicting in this case, but because they weren't the actual scammers, number one. But even in this case, the feds are going to issue fines to Bankman, and they're not going to hand a dime of those fines
to the victims. Paid themselves.
Correct. But they talk tough, and here's what else they have to say. So, according to their press release, they're saying that Bankman and his co-conspirators perpetrated a scheme to defraud customers of FTX by misappropriating billions of dollars of their customers' funds. As alleged, the defendant used billions of dollars in FTX customer funds for his personal use to make investments and millions of dollars of political contributions to federal political candidates and committees, and to repay billions of dollars in loans owed by Alameda Research, a cryptocurrency hedge fund also founded by Bankman. He also allegedly defrauded lenders to Alameda and equity investors in FTX by concealing his misuse of customer deposits and financial information that was provided to them. So they also alleged that they made millions in political contributions funded by Alameda to federal political candidates and committees in advance of the 2022 election to conceal the fact those contributions were paid for using funds from a corporation and to evade contribution limits and reporting requirements. Bankman caused contributions to be reported in the names of co-conspirators rather than in the name of the true source of the funds. So he asked his buddies to donate to these political candidates as well in order to increase the amount of money they could donate.
So is that that's one of the charges, because it's like against the political
laws? Elections fraud.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What conclusion can we draw from the idea that Bankman was donating to entirely Democratic?
No, he gave to Republicans apparently too.
I think that some people gave to Republicans, but I don't know if Bankman did.
Okay, well, I heard that it was Bankman. I have not seen the actual evidence for myself, but as you can see here, he had his people making donations on essentially his behalf. So he is also charged with conspiracy to two counts of wire fraud, one count of conspiracy to commit money laundering, each of which carries a maximum sentence of 20 years. And he's also charged with a conspiracy to commit commodities fraud, conspiracy to commit securities fraud, and conspiracy to defraud the United States and commit campaign finance violations, each of which carries a maximum sentence
of five years.
I have no idea.
No, in this case, it's digital commodities.
But they wouldn't be calling it that, right? They don't agree that it's well, commodities they bought.
The government
they call Bitcoin whatever they want, depending on what they want to do.
Different governments have different agencies have different opinions on what Bitcoin is.
Right.
But and that's probably something that's going to come up in Ian's trial soon.
I just thought, like, none of the government agencies called it a commodity, since that's actually true.
No, I believe the IRS calls it a commodity.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The Treasury Department, however, has a different opinion, if I recall. Wait, isn't the IRS in the Treasury Department?
Maybe it's FinCEN.
FinCEN
says it's money. The IRS says it's commodity.
And you didn't elect any of the FinCEN people. They just make
the
laws
people.
And say you need to follow them.
Yeah, just follow the contradictory laws.
That they won't explain to you.
Right. That you can't.
You have to hire a lawyer to give you an opinion about the laws.
But your lawyer's opinion is invalid.
That's what they're saying. 603-283-6160 is the number here. Let's go to Ridley. He's on the line. And are you still out in Colorado, Ridley?
I am. I am visiting Colorado Springs.
Welcome, sir. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, so there is another federal case that has just come up in New Hampshire that I wanted to draw attention to.
Oh.
It's not one that is not going to draw necessarily a lot of support for the person that they are charging, but it is still important to talk about it. The quote from WMUR-TV, the main TV station in New Hampshire, quote, newly unsealed federal indictment accuses Merrimack man of involvement in Russian smuggling ring.
What are they smuggling?
Documents say Alexei Brayman allegedly shipped items to Russia that are used to build weapons, unquote.
Okay.
Anybody we know?
Yes.
No,
it's Alexei.
Not. Well, not to my knowledge.
I've never heard of him.
Yeah. But this kind of, you know, just raises that question of there was supposed to be this point in time, you know, America was supposed to be, you know, free trade with all, entangling alliances with none. So you were supposed to be able to send items anywhere in the world that could be used for making weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he didn't send a bomb.
He sent the parts.
He doesn't say that he sent a weapon. And of course, this could be, you know, how do we know that he was sending, all kinds of things can be used to make weapons.
Sure. Well, and also you can't ever believe the federal indictments either. You always have to take these things with a grain of salt or more than one grain of salt because they're usually overblown. And as we've seen with so many cases, they stack up as many charges as they can to intimidate you. And they did it in the Crypto 6 case, and it worked on most of the defendants in the
Crypto
6 case.
And plus, you can't even trust these people that what they saw were parts to make a bomb. Like, there was a friend that was here telling me and TJ that he had this whole ordeal because he sent a RC remote-controlled car in the mail, and it held up the whole town. They had a bomb squad. They thought it was
wow.
a bomb for no reason, just because of, like, somebody said, what if it's a bomb? I can't remember the exact details, but he kept going there and being like, it's just a toy car. I sent it. And they weren't listening to him, and it went on for another, like, 24 hours.
Stand by, Ridley. I don't know if you have more to say about the case or whatever is on your mind. You can bring up whatever you want here on Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fed Reserve is increasing interest rates again to try to bring down inflation.
The FOMC raised our policy interest rate by 0.5 percentage point.
The increase is less than the recent three-quarters point hikes. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says he anticipates ongoing increases will be necessary to get inflation back to the 2% goal. Senate Republicans are speaking out against the omnibus bill that lawmakers reportedly have agreed on. Lawmakers need to pass a government funding bill before it runs out of money and partially shuts down the government on Friday. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott is calling on Republicans to support a continuing resolution instead of the omnibus bill.
Let's postpone this vote until the first quarter. Give the House Republican leadership an opportunity to come up with a budget.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. The phones are open if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. We've been talking about the bank man who is currently in a Bahamian prison or jail or whatever you want to call it down there. We will talk about the facility and exactly how bad it is supposed to be. Bank man himself apparently describing it as... Oh, no, wait a minute. This is not Bankman's description, but somebody described it as, quote, not being fit for humanity, the jail in which...
Many Bankman, of them are, but I suspect this one's the worst.
Yeah, so we'll... Well, it is apparently one of the worst, at least in... we'll get into that coming up here. It is Ian, Bonnie, and Mark in the studio tonight, but let's go back to the phones here. We got Ridley on the line. Dave Ridley is here with us. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, yeah, the other thing that bothers me about this case... you know, where they're charging someone with sending items to Russia, they're not, it doesn't, you know, the problem is that people are banned from sending items to Russia, which affects all Russians. It's not necessarily the government. If he was helping the government, that's different, but people should be able to send items to average Russians.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And average Iranians as well, and average North Koreans, that would be a true free marketplace, and we have nothing of the sort
so
here.
So we're just not allowed to send, if I couldn't make, like, have a PayPal, I mean, a pen pal to, in Syria? Is that what you said?
Maybe.
Or Iran? Ian?
Well, I was just talking about Russia in this case.
Well, am I not allowed to have a pen pal in Russia?
I think you could probably have a pen pal.
You can have a pen pal,
yeah.
Sure.
What about North Korea?
If you could somehow get a letter to the person, you probably could still write to them, but you cannot do business with people in other countries under, as I understand it, this is under the sanctions that the U.S. government has implemented on those countries.
Correct. And again, they complain about the economy being in the doldrums and there's supply chain shortages and so forth. Part of that is because so much commerce is banned.
Yep, that's absolutely true. Ridley, anything else you want to share tonight?
That is all.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks for the call tonight. Let's continue here. TJ the Spy is on the line calling us from Colorado. Go ahead, TJ.
Thank you, my good sir. I wanted to talk to you about nonviolent, peaceful FBI raid preparedness drills. So if you're the kind of person who's going to get raided by the FBI, as someone who's been through a few FBI raids, you know, I think you and I have some pointers, some unique perspectives that we can offer the other activists if they ever think they might get raided by the cops at 6 in the morning.
I think you never think you're about to, right?
Yeah.
Well, I like to say, one, get naked, and that's actually in my lawsuit. I pointed, well, you laugh, but there's a practical reason. Mm-hmm. A bad guy will shoot you whether you're naked or not, but a cop, when they see a naked person, they think, well, they're either crazy, but there's no place they could have a gun.
That's a good point. They also say you should answer the door naked if it's like one of the Mormons that's coming by trying to recruit you.
Never heard that.
Just because it'll make them uncomfortable. And
they'll leave.
Yeah.
I mean, anyone. Yeah, you could probably do that to a census worker, too, and they leave.
Yep, you probably could.
Yes, you know, and always, you know, I say most of them, they'll try many. Realize that the FBI is trained to exploit your fear. So if you fear the death penalty, guess what they're going to threaten you with? Or if you fear losing coconut, guess what they're going to threaten you with?
Sure.
They didn't.
Or if you...
They did that to Bonnie, by the way. The head agent in this case, the Crypto 6 case, Katie Tebow, who was a snarling liar on the stand, she was revealed to be one on the stand last week. She threatened you by, even though you weren't the target of the warrant, Bonnie, you weren't supposed to be arrested on that day.
And they told me I wasn't being arrested. I was being detained until they could find out if there was anything in the house that was going to hurt them.
Meanwhile, she tells you she's going to take your dog to the pound.
Yep. She after, like, I don't know, an hour of this, just wondering what's going on and where my dog is, she walks up to me, like, my eyes are closed, and she just walks up to me, is this your dog? And I was like, yes, can you put him in here with me? I think I don't want to rehash the story. I told it the other day. But, yeah.
Yeah.
She got me to start answering questions. They were stupid and inconsequential, but it's just I wouldn't have answered any questions if she just came up to me, like, what is the moose smart? I would be like, I don't talk to cops, because I was already telling myself that, like, don't talk to them. Like, I wasn't going to.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, you know, that's why it's important, as you know, like when they were threatening us, you know, when you ask for an attorney as soon as possible, the Fifth Amendment is strong, but the Sixth Amendment is stronger.
And which one is that?
The Sixth Amendment is the right to counsel.
Mm-hmm.
The Fifth Amendment is the right to remain silent.
Okay.
So your Fifth Amendment, you can say, I'm not going to answer that question, and that's perfectly fine. They can go ahead and ask you another one. Or you can say, I'm not going to answer any questions right now. They can still say things like, you know what they like to do to kitty diddlers in prison, don't you? But once you ask for an attorney, the Sixth Amendment kicks in. They're not allowed to question you, threaten you, intimidate you. They have to cease all interrogation tactics at once. And that's, remember, when that agent threatened us, I called him his bluff and I said, Agent, you're threatening us without our attorney being present. We've asked for attorneys 4 or 5 times now, and Scott Bailey, the ginger, was very professional. Notice Scott never said anything to us. He just kept smiling. And but the old guy, the old Special Agent Grumpy Pants, as I call him, he was the one that kept threatening us and trying to make little snide remarks, and I had to keep reminding him that we...
Is this true, Ian? Because I don't know if I can trust TJ's characterization of the ginger that he loves
true.
So much.
It's true. It was the old guy who was playing bad cop.
I'm just joking.
Yes, well, I just like to say, like, it's really hard to remain silent because I, of all people, like, I would have been happy to remain silent. But when the moment they start making little veiled threats, if they can get you to, oh, well, you know, I'm afraid of, you know, what might happen to me in prison, so I'm going to just sign that Miranda waiver and start talking to them. You got to know the FBI agents are not required to write down, say you say A, which is incriminating, and B, which is exculpatory. Makes you look innocent. Legally, they are only required to write down A. You did say A, and they can justify it by saying, well, it's your defense attorney's job to bring up B in court.
Yeah, and we also learned during Rich Paul's trial, the former name of our friend Nobody, that the FBI does not record interviews for this purpose, right? They only want to write down the things that are bad.
The only reason that is so they can misremember or not get caught misremembering their tale or saying shady things like, if you don't talk to me, I'll make sure your family in Syria, I'll contact my buddies in Syrian intelligence and make sure your family knows you're a terrorist. And so that's how they got one guy to falsely confess to being a 9/11 hijacker. He was Middle Eastern. I forget the case off the top of my head, but he was accused of having an airplane radio right after 9/11. And he said, okay, it's mine. Just because he was so afraid, he falsely confessed and they arrested him.
Damn.
And then they tried to, when he tried to back out, they said, oh, you lied to us. 18 USC section 1001.
Yep.
So
that's how they got Martha Stewart too.
No, thank God that I was very proud of you, especially when Special Agent Undercover Heroin Dealer, when you just flat out told him no, because you said, you said I don't think you're an undercover informant, so you turned away what you thought was a real heroin dealer.
I thought he was an undercover. I just said that to him because I wanted to see what he would do next.
Oh, so, well, we can learn from this, so... Mm-hmm. What you should do is say, Pavel, I respect you as a heroin dealer. I think it's amazing, but I can't risk bringing the charge of criminal liability of money laundering into the church and jeopardizing our mission of peace, spreading peace and love through Bitcoin. I hope you understand there are plenty of Bitcoin ATMs, and I'm fine if you use one other than the churches.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say anything about being fine with him buying Bitcoin at all, because I would want everybody else to know about this character and put the word out that there's an undercover officer rolling around.
Chris said to me, everyone thought, because they tried to make it sound like everybody thought he was just a libertarian, and Chris was like, everyone thought that guy was a Fed.
Thank you for the call tonight, TG. I appreciate it. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. Just dial in at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Phones are open. You can bring up anything. Thank you, by the way, to Machine 3125. Machine 3125 is a supporter at the Diamond level, which is like an epic level of support. So thank you, Machine 3125, over at our AMPS program. It's our Patreon. You can sign up there. You get access to some perks and benefits for helping advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. If you like what we do, do as Machine 3125 has done, or you can do it at a lower level. Most people aren't going to be able to do Diamond level. All we ask for is $5 a month. He's doing like 10 times that amount. So thank you,
wow.
Machine.
Thank
you. Really appreciate that. That's support. Awesome. You do get access. It is. And you get access to the AMP-only podcast, which has the full radio show minus the recorded advertisements. And you'll find all the details on that over at amps.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones here. We have Kyle in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Kyle.
How you doing, Ian?
Hey.
I'm not in New York anymore. I moved to Georgia because I was having this problem.
Oh, okay.
Like federal agencies would be different here, but not the same thing.
No, they suck everywhere. Well, what's going on?
Yeah. So I reported some public corruption on the local level about warrantless searches and like some banking fraud I had go on, never got an investigation. And I went through the Citizen Cop Review Board. They reviewed me, and the New York State District Attorney referred me to the FBI. When I made a complaint in person about, you know, cyber crime and hacking, they were trying to refer me to their website for obvious reasons, but I made the complaint in person. I come out, my car was parked on Liberty Street behind the Federal Reserve Building, the largest hoard of gold in the world, and it was gone for 2 days. So I come back, I get my a day later, I'm getting followed by, like, these gang members. I know this sounds ridiculous, but I have video of it.
Just to clarify, and, you're getting followed by gang members who are members of the police department or gang members who are other gang members?
Well, I don't know. They didn't show me ID.
Okay, right.
Getting followed around by thugs.
All right, so you're reporting some sort of fraud to the FBI. While you're in reporting it, someone steals your car? That's what happened?
Yeah, and my car was parked on Liberty Street, the same street as the Federal Reserve Building, where it's supposed to 5% of the world's gold is supposed to be under the street. And I just have a hard time believing that there's nothing on camera because I parked behind Federal Reserve Building on purpose. So if anything did happen to my car, it would be on camera.
Right.
So I went back the next week with the parking ticket. My car reappeared 2 days later with a parking ticket.
Whoa.
You know what I think about New York City? You don't get one parking ticket for a whole weekend.
They keep just layering them on, right?
Of course, but my car wasn't there. When they returned it, I got a parking ticket. I tried to go to the FBI with a parking ticket and submitted as evidence. Now I'm not allowed inside of the City FBI building. I'm not allowed inside the Philadelphia FBI building.
Now, hold on a second, Kyle. Let's go. Let me reverse a little bit here. What was it that you were trying to report in the first place exactly?
Ongoing public corruption and cybercrime, Fourth Amendment violations, banking fraud.
By whom?
By people connected to like first responders.
In New York, where you used to live?
Yeah, in New York, where I used to live.
So there's you're saying that like firemen and EMTs, police.
They have these tools. Well, and police call it Stingray, but the first responders say it's for like emergency rescue. But you know, anything like that that can break into your cell phone signal has ability to be corrupted and misused.
I mean, it was already illegal. It's against the Fourth Amendment. They shouldn't have Stingrays. Stingrays are those things that like intercept a cell phone tower.
Cell phone towers.
Oh yeah, they pretend to be a cell phone tower so they can find out where you are and it's surveillance.
When that ruling got made, I've had this problem for 20 years. I just never thought it would be this obvious in your face. So when they made that ruling, what happened basically is they just, the cops stopped using them and stopped saying, oh, they have a non-disclosure, they can't talk about it. And they just contracted it out to private security companies where they enforce the law at their will. And of course, they're not going to enforce that law on them.
Of course.
They're giving them all the information.
Wow.
And so that's why you were at the FBI, was to complain about this sort of illegal monitoring?
Yeah, and it's worse than that. It's an extreme tort, like on purpose. Like my emails and my registry and my browsers are manipulated to proxy me to where they want to go, or censor my emails, or not let people respond to me.
So they allegedly stole your car and then brought it back at the end of the weekend. Well, what do you believe? What happened next?
So after that was Friday, I think August 19th. So on Monday, I went back on Saturday, and I'm just the suspicious people following me that I've recognized that, it's Manhattan. You don't really bump into people like that. So I come back from Long Island, and my car is still not there where I parked it. I went and checked again because I'm like, this is unbelievable. Maybe I was on the wrong block. Maybe because there's a triangle right behind the Federal Reserve.
Wait, hold on. I'm lost here, Kyle. You had told us that your car was taken, then brought back. Now you're saying it was taken again, or is this the first time it was taken?
No, this is the first time it was taken. I was parked at, I believe
Liberty
it was
Street.
August. Yeah, Liberty 19th. August 19th at 10 Liberty Street, but I was on the Maiden Lane side of the street.
Okay.
Kind of like
Let's fast forward. I think we're getting bogged down in some of the details here. So you got your car back. Then what? Like, what happened between you getting your car back and you deciding to go to Georgia?
So the Friday that this happened, I didn't have my car for 2 days. Like, it was gone. And then on Monday, it was back.
Yes.
So I thought that was suspicious. So I brought the ticket the next Friday to the FBI complaints walk-in desk, because they have a desk you just walk in and make a complaint.
Okay.
But Paragon Security said I have to waive my Fourth Amendment. They have to tell me, I have to tell a private security company what it was about. I refused.
Hold on, just to clarify, this is in order to even get into the FBI building, you have to go through private security?
Well, I didn't have to do that the week before, but after I made the public corruption complaint, now the private security said they couldn't let me in because I wasn't letting them read my documents, which was a parking ticket for my car getting stolen the week before.
Okay.
That I have a hard time believing they don't know about.
Then what?
I called them. I called them in real time.
So they didn't let you in?
Someone just stole my car. So they didn't let me in, and they were telling me I couldn't record in public buildings and just all kinds of nonsense we know is not true.
Right.
So then I go, all right, you know what? Maybe it's localized New York City and the FBI. So I went to Philadelphia, and I had the same problem with triple canopy security. They wouldn't let me in to make a complaint with the FBI. So I said, you know what? I'm going to go all the way to Georgia and move my stuff.
Maybe it's just that you shouldn't bother making a complaint with the FBI. I mean, it doesn't sound like they really want to hear from you, you know?
Well, I'm just telling them basically that they can't use their favorite tool. What they're going to use anyway.
I think he's trying to, record what's going on. Like, he's trying to do things the right way and record it.
Oh, yeah, they definitely don't want that.
But,
they don't want anybody recording what they do at all because they are committing crimes on a daily basis. So you had the same experience in Georgia when you moved there?
Yes. So when I went down, I came here. I haven't had I haven't had a bad experience with the Georgia police at all. But when I went, and I haven't even spoke to the FBI because I got to the gate in Georgia where the FBI building is. Mm-hmm. If you put in Google Maps, complaint desk FBI, or, you know, tips desk FBI, the building comes up. I walked up to the gate, security, Paragon Security, the same company from New York who's in Atlanta, asked me for my ID. I gave it to them. When they gave it back to me, they told me you can't come in. I said, well, what do you need my ID for then?
Well, they're running a check on you or something like that. Look, if you really want to talk to the FBI, and I don't think it's a good idea because I don't think they're going to help you at all, right? Like, there's no...
Well, I don't.
There's no reason why these people are going to...
I think he's trying to make a point. He's trying to film, like, look, I'm just trying to do this the like the right way. I'm trying to go about this right way, and they're making it really difficult. That's why filming is...
Well, I'll tell you, they're making him sound crazy. Because if your car disappears and then shows up 2 days later, I have never heard of anything like that in my life.
It is crazy, but it's probably what they're doing to make him look crazy.
It's impossible for me to believe that the building that has 10 times more gold than Fort Knox doesn't have any cameras on that block. So it's
that seems unbelievable.
Crime.
I mean, I don't believe there's any gold in there either, but I also don't believe they don't have cameras.
It says non-fungible. What the hell is
it doesn't matter what their website says. They can say whatever they want. So at least the good news is, Kyle, you are no longer in New York City. Has your car been stolen since you got to Georgia?
No.
Okay, good.
Have they been doing anything weird? Because I'd be scared of that car. I'd sell that car immediately.
Right, it could be bugged.
Well, on my way down, I had this this kind of like high-pitched tone that was coming from my door panel. It wasn't my speaker. It was like the main part.
Yeah, but even if it's not just bugged, it could do something like veer off a bridge or something.
Yeah, you never know. Kyle, thanks for the call tonight. Thanks for sharing the story here. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. Pretty wild story. You can join the show here, bring whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. Sometimes they really are out to get you.
Well, yeah, sometimes paranoid schizophrenics exist, and sometimes the government makes you look like you're one.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't tell you one
it's
or the other,
know.
But... Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't know.
Get rid of that car.
He was, you know, really consistent with his story and stuff. A lot of times, like, some crazy people will call and be like, the government put me in a mental hospital. And then the more we listen to the story, it's like, he can't give you a straight answer about
Alex Jones made a career off of being a consistent paranoid schizophrenic. I mean,
there's more coming
up. You can write about a lot of stuff.
You can share your thoughts. The number is 603-283-6160. And they really were after Alex Jones. Dude just got, like, a billion-dollar judgment in a civil court against him.
He's free.
$960-something million against him. There's more coming up here in moments. Hour 3 is on the way.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.